Patricia Randolph says 53% of the state's population don't hunt, but would be willing to pay a fee to support wildlife habitat. She says the Conservation Congress is dominated by hunters that only advocate for programs that promote and protect game animals. She proposes creating a non-hunting fee and a voting system for non-hunters to vote on how the money would be used to protect wildlife.
Set another election process for the non-hunting public, from which the hunters are equally excluded by their hunting licenses, and give us a voice to protect biodiversity.
Randolph won a seat on the Conservation Congress a few years ago, but she's been unable to win support for her views in the organization that is made up mostly of hunters. Natural Resources Board member Jonathan Ayla says he supports raising more revenue for habitat protection, but he says it's unlikely Randolph's proposal will win support from lawmakers.
The problem is that most of the sort of small fees are very difficult to collect and don't collect very much money. If you're talking about really adequately funding these programs, you're talking about some kind of a tax, and that simply isn't going to fly in these budget circumstances.
Randolph says she'll continue to push her plan because she's convinced the hunting lobby plays too big a role in shaping the state's conservation policies. Gil Halstead, Wisconsin Public Radio.